Hello, this is Jeff Knorr, one of the composers, along with Roland Rizzo and Phil Boucher, of Sid Meier's Civilization VI Gathering Storm, and you are listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 97, where composer Jeff Knorr talks about his original score for the video game expansion Civilization VI Gathering Storm. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever quality podcasts are found. Jeff Knorr is an award-winning composer of music for media and the concert hall. He has worked as a composer, orchestrator, sound designer, and mixing engineer on many video game titles, including Civilization VI, Civilization Beyond Earth, and Civilization V, among others. His recent work in the Civilization series has garnered numerous industry nominations and awards, notably the soundtrack for Civilization Beyond Earth won the 2014 IFMCA Best Original Score for a Video Game or Interactive Media Award. Sid Meier's Civilization VI Gathering Storm is the second official expansion pack for the turn-based strategy video game Civilization VI from Firaxis Games, released by 2K Games. It was released on February 14, 2019 for Microsoft Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. In Gathering Storm, the world around you is more alive than ever before, and in the game, you chart a path to victory for your people by developing new advanced technologies and engineering projects and negotiating with the global community in the World Congress on critical issues. Civilization VI Gathering Storm introduces 8 new civilizations and 9 new leaders. 7 new world wonders can be constructed, as well as a variety of new units, districts, buildings, and improvements. In this episode, Jeff Knorr takes us on a deep dive into the development of the thematic music he wrote for 2 of the 8 civilizations introduced in the world of Civilization VI, his music for the Ottoman Empire, and his music for the Maori people of New Zealand. But before this, Knorr shares some crucial details about the expansion and some of the overall goals for the music of Gathering Storm, including the epic opening cinematic.
Civilization VI Gathering Storm is the second expansion pack to the 2016 turn-based strategy game Civilization VI. The expansion added many new gameplay mechanics, most notably natural disasters and a climate system that tracks CO2 levels as industrialization occurs. The opening cinematic, of which you're currently hearing the underscore, summarizes many of these new gameplay mechanics through its storyline. It also includes some very fitting lyrics from a fascinating source, which I'll discuss a bit later. The bulk of the composition tasks for the expansion, however, were focused on the 8 new playable civs, bringing the total number of playable civs for Civilization VI up to 42. For anyone who isn't familiar with the Civ series, a game of Civ is about choosing a civilization and leading it through history. As the player, you must be strategic in your choices in balancing the various diverse elements that make up your civilization and help it thrive. You must balance putting your resources towards cultural, technological, or militaristic goals, and pursue diplomatic relationships with other civilizations too. Your civilization starts at the dawn of the earliest of civilizations thousands of years ago, and progresses to just beyond modern times. Our score musically underpins this progression through history and encompasses the diversity of civilizations in the game. Each civilization has its own set of theme and variations for 4 key eras in the game: ancient, medieval, industrial, and atomic. The themes are, whenever possible, based on folk songs and melodies from the civilization. Each piece must be recognizable as both its era and its civilization. The soundtrack is in many ways a musical celebration and introduction to the vast diversity and depth of musical traditions throughout the world. Now, giving the player an accurate taste of the music from each civilization is one of the most important elements to the score, and this is only possible by working with musicians familiar with the music of each civilization. So our first step in the composition process is a combination of a search for musicians who can help us make sure each civilization's music is rooted in the actual musical traditions of the real-world civilization, and our own research into the musical traditions of each civilization. The Ottoman Empire was introduced in Gathering Storm, and with it, the rich Turkish musical tradition. I was very fortunate to be able to work with Turkish violinist Aylin Basaldi and Turkish oud and tambora player Adam Gün. During the recording session with Aylin and Adam, an interesting question came up related to the tuning of a few notes on one of the traditional Ottoman songs we were working on. In the 12-tone equal temperament system most Western listeners are used to, the note in the phrase would be the same note each time it appears. But in the traditional Turkish style of playing, the note would be slightly higher pitched the first time it appears, and then lower pitched the second time. The question was, what should it be for this recording? We decided to include the traditional Turkish tuning in this ancient era version and changed to the Western tuning for the medieval and industrial parts so that the tuning would match the Western instruments in those later era arrangements. For a game with a player base that covers the whole world, I try to tastefully include these nuances in the traditions in the ancient era music. I have to balance keeping the real nuances of each musical tradition while being palatable to a worldwide player base. This is an excerpt of the same song in the medieval era version, which features a quartet of Renaissance string instruments alongside traditional Ottoman instruments. If you listen carefully, you can hear that the tuning nuance has been aligned to the 12-tone equal temperament system. These bass viola da gamba and viel parts, both bowed string instruments from the Renaissance, were all performed by Niccolo Sillimann, who plays in every medieval piece. For a musical tradition half the world away, I'd like to discuss writing, arranging, and recording music for the Maori in Gathering Storm. The Maori are an indigenous Polynesian people in New Zealand. Their traditional culture, and thus music, has had a revival through the 20th century and is thriving in New Zealand, where they are about 15-20% of the population. The characteristic traditional music is performed by kapahaka groups. Kapahaka literally meaning group dance. The groups consist of both men and women, and their performances include a suite of songs with singing, chanting, shouting, and choreographed dancing. There are many competitions in New Zealand between groups. The only way to accurately represent the music of the Maori would be to work with one of these kapahaka groups, but I didn't have the budget to travel to New Zealand for recording. My searching led me to a group by the name of Tetinia Mau, a kapahaka group based in Vancouver, consisting of all Maori who currently live there. The range of emotions and styles between the songs a Kapahaka group will sing during a typical performance is extremely diverse. I wanted to have a mix of so-called action songs, which most listeners would categorize as normal folk songs, and haka, which are aggressive and powerful so-called challenge songs. Many might hear these on first listen as songs of shouting. Although they were used as traditional war dances sometimes, their subjects and uses go far beyond this. Some are used peacefully to teach something or tell a story. Hakas are also common during wedding celebrations and other important and significant events. The action song included as part of the main theme for the Maori is Pokare Kareana, a very popular love song in New Zealand, believed to have been composed collectively by Maori World War I soldiers around 1914. You may have heard the conch shell at the opening, which is one of the common instruments to find its way into traditional Maori music. There's another fascinating instrument that appears called the Purere Hua. It is a wooden blade with a string attached that makes a very interesting whirling sound as it is spun around in the air. The most famous haka, and the one that appears in the thematic music for the Maori, is Kamate. Any rugby fans will know that the All Blacks rugby team performs a version of this haka before every game, which has made it known around the world. The story of the composition of Kamate is truly fascinating. It was composed by Te Ropraha, a prominent chief of a Maori tribe, in the early 1800s. While traveling, Te Ropraha learned he was being pursued by a war party from another tribe due to some of his violent past actions to consolidate power among various Maori tribes. He ended up traveling to an island on Lake Rotuaira to seek protection from a chief named Te Wharerangi. As the war party approached, guided by their tahunga, or priest, and his incantations, Te Wharerangi directed Te Ropraha to sit in a kumara pit, a pit for storing sweet potatoes. Te Wharerangi also directed his wife to sit on top. The idea was that the combination of being visually obscured in the pit, in addition to the Maori belief in the spiritual power of a woman and food to weaken the power of the Tahunga's incantations, would keep Te Ropraha safe. As the war party arrived, Te Ropraha muttered under his breath in the pit, "Kamate, Kamate," meaning it is death. As he felt the incantations of the Tahunga waning, he whispered, "Kaora, Kaora," meaning it is life. As the power of the Tahunga's incantations waxed and waned, Te Ropraha repeated these phrases until finally the war party decided to leave, convinced by Te Wharerangi that Te Ropraha had moved on to a different location. And it is at this point that Te Ropraha exclaimed, "Kaora, Kaora, I live, I live." For it was indeed the wondrous power of a woman that fetched the sun and caused it to shine again. This is a haka of life over death, of hope, of working together, and conquering challenges. All of these themes appear in the opening cinematic. And it is these lyrics that are so appropriately set as part of the underscore of the opening cinematic in addition to being a core part of the music for the Maori. Now, the meaning of the haka also helped guide my arrangement alongside the powerful singing of the Kapahaka group, Te Tini a Maui. Rather than taking a dark, warlike approach through the whole haka, which one might lean towards without knowing the meaning of the words, due to the aggressive nature of the singing, I decided to highlight the hope in life over death themes with a rising motive. In the Atomic Era version, which you're hearing right now, it has become a combination of hundreds of performers put together through overdubbing. We have multiple overdubs of the Kapahaka group, Te Tini a Maui, the Martinu voices in Prague joining in as part of the choir on Pokare Kareana, the orchestral instruments, and the orchestra players also joining in with the stomping and slapping during the haka, along with the additional electronics and percussion marvelously arranged by Phil Boucher on top of my own orchestral arrangement. This kind of collaboration and combination of diverse performers, instruments, and styles runs deep throughout all the music in Civilization VI, so we've only barely brushed the surface of the 42 Civs and all of their era-based themes. I hope you've enjoyed learning a bit more behind the score for Civilization VI Gathering Storm. Perhaps it's piqued your interest to check out more of the soundtrack in the game. Once again, this is Jeff Knorr, and it's been a pleasure to share the time with you on this episode of The Annotator.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Jeff Knorr and his original score for the video game expansion Civilization VI Gathering Storm. The original score for Civilization VI Gathering Storm was released on February 14th, 2019 by 2K Games and can be purchased at Amazon.com, iTunes, or streamed on Spotify or Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by Jeff Knorr at his official site, JeffKnorr.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Knorr. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or on Radio Public. Wherever you do listen, please leave us a rating or a review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy The Annotator, please let them know about the show. You can also follow the show at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or you can send us your feedback by email to theannotatorpodcast@gmail.com.